Saudi Arabia's heavy airstrikes on the Yemeni capital have left at least 20 people dead. Saudi jets bombarded a maternity hospital, the presidential complex, and a university north of Sana'a. Saudi aircraft also attacked provinces of Marib, Sada, Hajar, Taiz, and Jauf. A civilian was killed in Taiz. Today's attacks were the heaviest since the start of the war in late March. Riyadh has intensified its airstrikes over the past 2 days after scores of Saudi, Emirati and Bahraini troops were killed in separate attacks by Ansarullah fighters on Friday. More than 5,100 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed so far. The humanitarian situation in the country is also deteriorating as millions of Yemenis are in dire need of food and other basic supplies. And to get more insight into this story, we're joined by Richard Becker from the Answer Coalition from San Francisco. Thank you very much, Richard, for joining us here on Press TV. It's been the heaviest attack on Yemen, Richard. The Saudi coalition has called it an act of revenge for its heavy losses on Friday. Will attacks like these by the Yemenis change the equation of war in Yemen?
Well, certainly it had a major impact in the countries that, where the 60 soldiers were killed, as you mentioned, 45 of them from the UAE, 5 from Bahrain reportedly, and 10 from Saudi Arabia. And we don't really know if that's the total number or how many were wounded. But it was a major, major attack that took place. And I think that the idea that Saudi Arabia was going to be able to come in with its monarchical partners, these monarchies that rule over the Gulf states, and that this would be a cakewalk has been proven to be anything but true. The Yemeni people are suffering terribly because of this. Thousands have died, many thousands have died, and millions are suffering deprivation because of this war. And behind Saudi Arabia, and it was made very clear on Friday, is the United States, which is sending another $1 billion in arms to Saudi Arabia expressly for the purpose of waging war against the people of Yemen.
Well, talking about the United States, Saudi Arabia's coalition said that it was attacking targeted areas. Now we're hearing reports that they are actually targeting residential areas, hospitals and universities indiscriminately. So President Obama was very quick to condemn what happened on Friday. We've not heard about his reaction so far.
Well, you know, we always hear about this, whether it was the war in Iraq or going way back to the war in Vietnam. They were always, you know, carefully targeting military facilities. But, you know, in Vietnam, millions of civilians were killed. In Iraq, the whole country was devastated. And the idea that we should have any trust or confidence in the proclamations from the Saudi military and its partners that, you know, they're only targeting military installations is ludicrous. So, you know, this is a war against the Yemeni people. And it's a war by the richest country in the Arab world against the poorest country in the Arab world. And in Yemen, it's said that 21 million out of the 26 million people are in need of assistance, of outside assistance, of aid because of this war and because of the conflict that's been raging there. And that's coming from the United Nations.
Well, we already know that Saudi Arabia has been stopping aid and financial support going to the Yemeni people. How is that going to affect the Yemenis? What is at stake?
Well, clearly, many people are in a desperate situation in Yemen. And the cutting off of humanitarian supplies, the blocking of aid, that has been done repeatedly, makes it clear that this is really a war against the people. It's not just a war against one group or against a government or former government or some designated enemy. This is a war the way that all modern wars, in fact, or virtually all of them, are waged, is that the population itself is targeted, and it's a inhumane war. And it's these are war crimes that are being carried out against the people of Yemen.
So why is the United Nations not doing anything to stop these war crimes and the attack on the sovereignty of a nation?
Well, what the UN does and doesn't do to a very large degree, and especially anything that comes from the Security Council, is subject to the dominant power in the United Nations, and that, of course, is the United States. It's not that the United States can do what it wants, because whatever it wants, because the countries that it's at odds with, such as Russia and China, are also permanent members of the Security Council. But the United Nations was designed by the United States from its beginnings at the end of World War II with the idea that it would be an instrument of U.S. foreign policy, of U.S. Global hegemony. And so it does carry out some important actions, like attempts at humanitarian aid. But because the U.S. is backing the Saudi government in this war against the people in Yemen, against the Houthis, and against the other their partners inside of Yemen, there's no public opinion created in favor of humanitarian aid, and so the humanitarian aid, to a large degree, is blocked from getting there.
Thank you very much, Richard Becker from the Answer Coalition, joining us from San Francisco.